Consultant Harry Broadman says as growth rates fall by half from previous high levels, policymakers will have a hard time keeping fiscal and trade deficits under control. Many African economies experienced strong growth during the global boom that came to an abrupt halt in 2008. Growth that averaged 6% in 2007 is slowing to an anticipated 3% advance this year. Broadman says the global crisis is only now hitting Africa, with the impact greatest where capital markets are most developed, South Africa and Nigeria. Foreign direct investment, he said, which had reached $55 billion last year, is falling rapidly. Oil and copper prices are down 50%, while exporters of cotton, coffee, and cocoa are facing price declines of 30%. Broadman, a former Africa specialist at the World Bank, said even though China's drive for access to critical industrial commodities has fueled a spectacular increase in Chinese investment, their buying spree in Africa must be put in perspective.
But as a percentage of the overwhelming or the overall stock of foreign direct investment in sub-Saharan Africa, it's very small. Still, about 92% of all foreign direct investment in sub-Saharan Africa is accounted for by the U.S. and the European Union.
John Chambers, the head of the Standard & Poor's Credit Rating Agency, said political risk in Africa remains high, deterring investment in regions of war or civil strife. He said question marks concerning leadership succession are another adverse factor.
Cameroon, Gabon, and Burkina Faso have had long-standing leaders. Our base case is that these government systems have sufficient resilience to make a transition without economic dislocation, but the level of uncertainty is higher than in a country that has already been able to make a political transition of power.
Chambers cited South Africa, Nigeria, Benin, Mozambique, and Ghana as examples of successful leadership transition. Acting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Philip Carter said the Obama administration is conducting a far-reaching review of U.S. African policies. He mentioned Sudan and Somalia as areas of concern. He said Washington's assistance level to Africa will hold steady and not retreat from the threefold increase that occurred during the previous 6 years. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.